What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, a brother of mine, friend of the show, one of the best people I know, my man Grant Leonard. He's a champion of the A Sun, the first year that eligible to go to the big dance. He gets it done. Gee, how you doing, my brother?
A little sleepless, but amazing.
Yes, indeed. Gee, man, I gotta ask you, man. I watched the game yesterday. I'm stressing like you stressing, but in the moment, you're up 12, then things started going sideways, but your team stuck with it. They didn't give in to the adversity, because a lot of teams would have folded after that happened. They were that close, and your guys didn't do that, man. Talk about the resolve of your team, brother.
Man, I thought they battled like crazy. And, you know, the biggest thing, a lot of times when you lose a lead and go into overtime, your guys lose energy. And I thought we came out in overtime and punched first. Proud of their resiliency, and I probably screwed up and maybe allowed our guys to take our foot off the pedal the last 3 minutes of regulation. Learning lesson for me, man. Just keep pushing, man. Keep pushing.
No doubt, man. And your guy showed that dog. I know that you love the dog of the day, man. And your team showed that dog, that grit and that fight, and just. You have a guy going crazy in Hunter, and you guys just stuck with it, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing we did, we game planned that the last two games that we knew they were going to have one guy that was going to go high, but we were going to take away the other guys. And I thought we were able to do that. So we gave up 39 points in the semifinal to a guy and 49. And I didn't anticipate 49, but 49 in the final. But we had enough in the tank to get it done.
No doubt, and you're a length on him, G, like the length. I know he was making his baskets, but the length that you threw at him, the multiple defenders, multiple efforts, just crowding his space, making it hard on him. Your guys really kept to the game plan, like I could tell what you were doing, and he was getting his, but it wasn't easy.
No, and that's what you got to do. You got to make them play in ISOs and try and keep them away from their strengths, and that's what our defense is built upon, length and interchangeable parts and switching. And I thought we've made a lot of steps in the last month offensively, and that's why we're here.
No doubt, man. And, you know, it sounded in NFL theory too, man. As you don't want to see the same team a third time. They clipped you two times previously. And they saw you a third time. And the third time was a charm for you guys because you're familiar with them. You know all the calls and what they want to do. So, talk about this preparation. Then you saw him on 28 days ago. So it was like everything was right there for you.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. And that's something I learned in Division II basketball because it's more common. It's to play someone a third or fourth time. And so, you know, you save adjustments as you get deeper into the postseason. So we see Central Arkansas 8 days ago. We were very vanilla in that game, and we lose. I thought they played harder than us and had more energy because they were playing for a conference regular season title, and we weren't playing for anything. We already knew we were locked down a three seed, but I knew that we weren't going to throw the kitchen sink at them. Save a handful of adjustments for the game that matters, and we had them in our back pocket for this game.
No doubt, man. Same with Austin Peay. They got you twice. And then West Georgia got you. So it's like you said, your team had an extra motivation, but you said you held some things back because you don't want to show you all your cards. And I have them when it matters the most. And you got Austin Peay, since Central Arkansas, with winning when it mattered the most in Jacksonville.
It was a revenge tour. It was awesome.
Yes, 100%, man. 100%. And G, I know you love rebounding. You talk about it all the time. Talk about your guys going crashing that glass, getting those tough rebounds, and spreading them out to Chris Ashby to drop them bombs, man.
Man, I thought it was our best game all year. Not really. We offensive rebound really well, but we saw the daggers, and we call the daggers when you grab the rebound, you kick it out for three instead of trying to put it back in. And we got Ashby three or four times with daggers, and I thought those were the game-opening plays. And so it was awesome. Bobby, I'm up there. It was awesome, man. And that's a huge deal for us. If you're in the paint, if you're in the restricted area, you can put it back in. If not, we got to find a shooter for a three.
No doubt, man. And I know Hunter was going off. But talk about Chris just those. It was the timely threes, G. We need them the most. That just to stop their runs, to give you some momentum, get your defense, to get defense set. There's just his timeliness of his threes yesterday, man. Let's talk about how important Chris was and being one of the few guys in D1 to stay all 4 years.
And what a legacy that kid leaves. And think about this. He could have left for greener pastures. He stayed. He's preseason player of the year. Maybe he didn't have the full entire year he wanted. They snubbed him on the all-conference team. He was all-conference last year. And he's second all-time in A-Sun history in threes, first all-time in Queens history in threes. He's top 50 all-time in NCAA history in threes. And he doesn't get all-league. Well, I thought him and Nas Mann played with a chip on their shoulder because they weren't all-league players. Nas is our leading scorer for the league for the year and wasn't an all-league player. How has that happened? So kudos to Chris and the career he's had, and happy for him. He goes out, man, 34, man. That's a huge deal.
No doubt. And talk about your young freshman, man. I tell you what, I know you missed the free throw, but you gave him that confidence. I saw you told him it's all right. We'll get a stop here. And talk about his impact this year, how he's grown from the time you got him to now, his growth this year, and how much impact he's made on his team in this late run you've had.
I mean, super talented player, top 100 kid. But when he got here, he had to learn what an everyday rep looked like. And then he had to learn what defensive intensity without fouling looks like. And he never had to do that in high school. And so he's come a long way, man. And you get into all his gifts, he's only going to keep getting better and better.
No doubt, man. And just he's grown up so much for you, man. And then Jabril, man, like another guy, impact guy, length, just out there giving you great minutes when you need him the most. Talk about him as well, G.
Yeah, kind of an unsung hero. Like, we have six guys in double figures. Well, he's at 8 points. So he's like the last guy in the scouting report sometimes, and you kind of laugh about that. But he's super talented. He had a huge tournament, making timely, huge transition threes, but then also getting stops and rebounds. It's nice to have a 6'9 guy with a 7'5 wingspan who can guard 94 feet and then rebound at the rim and then space the floor. He's phenomenal all week.
And Berman, the intangibles that Berman has, man, just intangibles that guy gives. Do you also want a guy on your team that can collect everybody, that glue guy, does all the dirty work? And he's what he does, man. Talk about that young man's willingness to accept that role and do whatever he needs to do for you guys to win every night.
You know, he plays point guard, you know, about half the game, maybe a little bit more. But then he guards whoever. Sometimes he guarded Hunter, but then versus Austin Peay, guarding their best post player. And, I mean, amazing job that he does. And then he grabbed a ton of offensive rebounds this last game. But just a tough kid, man. Think about this. There's a war going on back home. His family living in a bunker right now, and he's out there, I mean, mentally just playing as harder than anyone. So much respect for Berman.
No doubt, 100%, man. His prayers for his family, for sure. Dealing with that out there, man. And G, for you, man, personally, I know you like to think about yourself, man, but, you know, this transition from D2 to D1, it was some tough times, man, but you all talked about on the show. We did our show weekly back. We were doing our show weekly. Just staying true to the process, been an everyday guy. And for you, man, how's it feel knowing all that hard work, all those long nights, those long hours, man, really paid off and having the Queens administration to back you and to be in your corner through it all?
Amazing. I mean, you know, it's like the A-team. Don't you love it when a plan comes together, right? And we always knew that it wasn't going to be immediate, you know, going from Division II power, but into Division I, and we had to change our roster a little bit and how we execute at this level. And it took, you know, the plan was always 4 years, and 4 years later, look, here we are now, dancing in the tournament and first year eligible. It's such an amazing accomplishment. But it's not just me, man. It's not just the team. It's the entire school and everyone administratively down that has done this.
No doubt, man. And talk about having the South Shore community be in your corner. You know, you all in a nice location out there, man, in South Charlotte, man. And it's about the community of Charlotte really buying into you and your team and your staff and your support staff, because you all in that community. You're trying to build something there, and having the support of the community has to feel wonderful for you and everybody involved with Queens basketball.
Yeah, I mean, that's what basketball coaching should be about. It's about building community through basketball. And, you know, being a part of the Myers Park and Charlotte community and all the outreach work we do with the, especially the youth here in the city, and it matters. And camps, different volunteers that, you know, stuff that we do with, you know, West Boulevard Ministries, Bounce Out the Stigma, the Levine Center, Children's Center, and then our camps. Man, our guys are really dug in like that. Our locker room's almost like after the games and at home games, man, there's like 30 kids in there partying with us, and we're doing flips and giving them food. And I just, that's what it's about.
No doubt, G. And G, I'm going to tell you, man, as a friend or brother, man, I'm so happy for you, man. You're one of the coolest people I know, man. So, you know, I'm cheering for you, brother, and I'll see you soon, man. And keep chopping that wood and getting these W's, brother.
I appreciate you, man. I hope you can make it to the game, but if not, we'll celebrate after the year.
Hey, amen, brother. We'll do that for sure. One way or another, we'll celebrate. One way or another, brother, all right?
Appreciate you.
Hey, G, see you soon, my brother. Thank you as always, brother.
Later.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.